Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock_and_rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 72 is brought to you by careerwonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at careerwonder.com. Earlier this week, Roger Federer announced officially that he will be skipping this year's clay court season, including the French Open. Now, Federer said he would like to play on tour for many more years to come. Prudent scheduling is understandably an important part of prolonging his career. As such, Federer will focus his efforts on the grass and hard court tournaments for the remainder of the year. Now, Federer is 35 years old, holds the all-time record for Grand Slam singles titles with 18, and of course is one of only 8 men to have achieved a career Grand Slam. At this juncture of his career, Federer really has nothing left to prove. He has certainly earned the right to be very thoughtful regarding his schedule and selective as to the tournaments he plays. As for my thoughts on Federer skipping the French Open, you know, I believe his decision was driven largely by a few considerations, not in any particular order. The obvious one is health-related. It is such a short turnaround between the clay court season and Wimbledon. It's understandable for Federer to choose to skip the grueling clay court season and spare his 35-year-old body from that wear and tear going into Wimbledon and the hard court season. Now, even though Federer was well-rested, recovering from injury coming into the 2017 season, I doubt he and his team were expecting to start the season 19-1, winning the Australian Open, Indian Wells, and Miami. You know, Federer has probably played a lot more tennis early in 2017 than he and his team had anticipated. Now, I believe another big consideration, and one that has not really been talked about, is the importance for Federer to maintain his the so-called current mental edge he has over the field. You know, at least for the time being, Federer has reestablished an aura of invincibility with his tremendous start in 2017 and beating Nadal, Kyrgios, Burdick, and other top opponents in the process. It's a smart move by Federer, in my opinion, to not potentially compromise this little edge by playing the clay court events. Now, even though Federer in years past was arguably the best clay court player in the world, not named Nadal, you know, now that he's 35 years old, he is a bit more vulnerable on clay these days, in my opinion, than on faster surfaces like grass and hard courts. Now, there are probably a number of players today who on clay pose a real threat to Federer. Now, another consideration is the so-called chase for 20. You know, Federer has mentioned wanting to win 20 Grand Slam singles titles, at least on a couple of occasions. You know, he's currently at 18. I think he believes, and rightly so, that he has an excellent chance to win Wimbledon and the U.S. Open this year, given how phenomenal he's been playing, combined with the current spotty play of Andy Murray and Novak Djokovic, numbers 1 and 2 in the world. Now, with all of this being said, I'm a little bit curious as to other possible considerations regarding Federer's decision to skip the French Open. Now, some folks have opined that Federer is somehow avoiding a showdown with Nadal on clay because of how well Nadal has been playing of late, having won consecutive clay court titles again in Monte Carlo, Barcelona, and this past weekend in Madrid. That, of course, is utterly ridiculous. Win or lose, Federer is afraid of no one. What I do find a bit interesting, if you look at what he said, you know, he stated that he will, quote, miss the French fans who have always been so supportive, and he looks forward to seeing them at Roland Garros next year. Now, if we take this at face value, Federer is essentially saying he looks forward to playing the French Open next year. That begs the question, what's going to be different next year, except that he will be 1 year older? The clay court events are still going to occupy the same spots on the tour calendar. The short turnaround from the French Open to Wimbledon is not going to change. So if his reason for skipping the clay court season and French Open this year is to save his energy, why would next year be any different? Keep in mind that coming into 2017, he was very well rested because he was recovering from injury over the last 6 months of 2016. And barring injury this year, he is unlikely going to get that same block of rest in the back half of the year. And he's still likely going to play Indian Wells and Miami in 2018 like he did this year. So what's going to be different next year that will compel him to play the clay court season in 2018? I guess we'll find that out next year. Now, folks, humor me for a minute. There is a part of me that believes Federer really, really likes his chances of winning Wimbledon US Open this year, which is what he's going to focus on. That said, he might be attributing even greater significance than we think to winning 20 Grand Slam singles titles and its potential impact on his legacy. Perhaps he believes that winning 20 majors would absolutely leave no doubt regarding his place in tennis history, regardless of what Nadal or Djokovic may do in the coming years. Currently with 18 majors, a career Grand Slam, and a passel of other outstanding achievements, there is very little, if any, debate today as to Federer being the greatest of all time. Nadal has 14 majors, Djokovic has 13. And like Federer, both men have also achieved the career Grand Slam. However, in the back of my mind, I wonder if Federer and his team are overlooking the importance of winning all four majors at least twice. And that's a feat that, in the Open era, only Rod Laver has achieved. Federer, Nadal, and Djokovic are each one major short from winning the career Grand Slam twice. Federer and Djokovic have only one French Open title each, and Nadal has only one Australian Open title. So if we continue with this train of thought, if Federer does not win Wimbledon or the US Open this year and does not win another major, his Grand Slam singles tally will remain at 18. If Nadal wins this year's French Open and wins the 2018 Australian Open in January, which again is only a few months away, he will have 16 majors, including an unprecedented 10 French Open singles titles, and more importantly, Nadal will have won two career Grand Slams. Now, if you take all of that into consideration, along with Nadal's 23-14 head-to-head record versus Federer, well, at that point, the discussion regarding the greatest of all time most certainly will include Nadal. Anyway, that's just food for thought. For Federer fans, the news of him skipping the French Open is, probably a little bittersweet. Selfishly, we'd all like to enjoy as much of Federer as we possibly can. Ultimately, I'm pretty sure whichever choices are going to enable Federer to prolong his career and allow us to all continue to share and enjoy this once-in-a-lifetime greatness, that will be just fine. We'll certainly take it and continue to soak it all in. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.